It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing Harris County after commissioners voted to renew funding for an immigrant legal defense program. Paxton's lawsuit targets county staffers and the county's five elected commissioners. That includes Commissioner Tom Ramsey, who casts a lone dissenting vote. The program provides funding for immigrants in detention or at risk of deportation. The lawsuit claims a decision to fund the program was motivated by policy opposition to federal immigration raids. We're learning more now that Governor Abbott has ordered an investigation into Texas Southern University. News 88.7's Rob Salinas says the governor wants the state to look into claims of financial irregularities.
The order comes after State Auditor Lisa Collier detailed incidents across several areas. She says the university has not kept up with physical inventories of its assets. The preliminary report also finds hundreds of invoices awarded prior to receiving approval and many invoices awarded to vendors with expired contracts. TSU is also accused of being late with financial reporting for at least the past two fiscal years. The university says many of those issues have already been addressed and will meet with Collier later this week to discuss the audit. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
Veterans across Texas were downtown this afternoon for Houston's Veterans Day Parade. Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia spoke to the group.
All of us have a place in protecting our democracy. And to all the veterans, thank you. Thank you so much for stepping up.
A motorcade of military vehicles and ROTC groups took part in the parade near Houston City Hall. A Texas education nonprofit says schools are getting better despite unexpected challenges. That report comes from Children at Risk. It says more schools earned A's and B's in low-income neighborhoods, even when lawmakers froze school budgets. Mostly clear skies expected this evening. Overnight low, not quite as cool. Should go down to about 57 degrees, and then for tomorrow, sunny skies, high around 81. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 8.